A resolution for a pumpkin patch controversy in Central Oregon. Matt Lisignoli, owner of the Central Oregon Pumpkin Patch, says his meeting with Deschutes County officials had a positive outcome for him, but it also brought to light other issues.
And we met with Tom Anderson and Nick Lelak, and they notified us as soon as we came in that they were not going to cite us. They said that there's some other avenues they want to consider, so that's where we're headed right now.
Lisignoli says he will pay the pre-application permit fee of around $1,200. He says during the meeting, officials agreed with him that the statutes are not clearly written. They say they will look into ways to make the rules more transparent. Opening arguments got underway yesterday in Stephen Blalock's murder trial. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Stephen Blalock is the Bend man charged with murdering his wife, Lori Blalock, last October and dumping her body in the Santiam River. Her body was never recovered. Lori's friend, Mary Frost, told our news partner, News Channel 21, when she heard Lori was missing, she was concerned.
I knew before he was arrested. I knew the day that she went missing that I got the call that she was missing. I knew.
Back in January, kayakers along the Santiam River near Detroit Lake saw a badly decomposed body, but searchers were never able to recover it. The jury was selected on Tuesday, and it includes 5 men and 9 women. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Campers at Champouy State Park near Newburgh saw bits and pieces of plane parts fall into the campground after a Tuesday afternoon mid-air collision. Jim and Linda Hemans were visiting from the Seattle area. He heard a crash when a large piece of the plane landed in the campground. The retired firefighter sprang into action, marking plane parts with neon tape.
The V tail section of the plane was landed across the street from us. And there's a seat that was torn up.
Ear protectors, radio.
Campers say they were surprised and relieved no one was injured by the falling debris because there were so many small pieces falling into the campground. One couple's truck was slightly dented and scratched with a piece that looked to be a gear. Champouy State Park is closed as that investigation continues. A man who was on the front lines of the job market in Central Oregon says he is seeing a problem with many people who don't seem to want to go back to work. Greg Lambert, the owner of Mid-Oregon Personnel, says he's noticing that many of his customers seem to want to stay on unemployment.
One of the problems I'm seeing is that there are not enough people who are actually applying for work wanting to go to work. These economic times are significantly different than anything that I have witnessed in 27 and a half years I've been in this business. And so we have to be a little careful because there aren't as many jobs as there normally are available.
But he has noticed a definite trend. He says as the end of the benefits cycle gets closer, his interview schedule fills up. Then those same people suddenly disappear when it's announced that unemployment checks will be extended. Lambert says the cost of this new population of people living for long periods of time on unemployment is costing everyone more money. He says as a business owner, he's seen his unemployment costs go up substantially in recent years. In state news, Bonneville Power provides the funding for Northern Pike Minnow programs that this year netted two fishermen over $60,000 each in a six-month season. Officials say it's a program that's essential for healthy salmon runs, which can be financially rewarding for anglers. The season was extended this year to the middle of October, which resulted in an additional catch of 7,000 pike minnow. The Oregon Department of Agriculture entomologist Helmut Rogg says new introductions of gypsy moth have been routine in the past as new residents to Oregon or travelers from infested areas unwittingly carry the pest with them. Zero catches this year means no spray projects planned for next spring.
That's right. That would be the third year, and that's another record for us, another year without a treatment program, which helps out tremendously for our budget situation.
Slightly fewer traps were set out this year. They were concentrated in areas known to be at greater risk for gypsy moth introductions. Early detection has been key in keeping the plant-eating pest from making a permanent home here in the state of Oregon. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at kbnd.com, and you can get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35. In that one, the governor backpedaling and doing some damage control in the Facebook situation, and we've got a local reaction to the president's plan to reduce student loan debt. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.